Hey, everybody. It's Frequency 500 and it's Lynn Schuessler Williams and
Brooke Hicks.
And we are here to talk about
friendships.
Oh, my friend. Yeah. I'm telling you. So I've had all these great experiences lately, Brooke, of hanging out with my friends. And it's just special. It's like, it's like so sweet and so good when you're with people that you love and they're, it's like chosen family, you know, and there are just so many ways. I feel like it's all about, it raises my vibration. Right. And that's what got us talking about this and thinking about this. And then I've had this weekend of spending time with actual family. You know, my daughter's getting married and we had a wedding shower with she and her fiance and his family and all their little friends, you know, and everything. And so there's just this whole idea of the powerful beauty of friendship has been like kind of right here in front of my face lately. And
yeah,
I just wanted to talk about how much I feel like it has raised my vibration and let's have a conversation about that. What about you? You got a story about this?
I do. And it's interesting because, you know, there's always that, are you an introvert or an extrovert? And people suck my energy or give my energy, right?
Well, yeah,
for me, I do get energy by being around people, but I also have to create space for myself alone in order to like heal and to get creative again. But what I have noticed with me that is when I go and hang out with friends, I always walk away in a better mood. I always walk away in a better place. And I can be high on life when I hang out with friends.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. High on life, hanging out with friends. I totally, totally relate to that.
It's a non-drug high.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely it is. And that is a great way to describe how I've been feeling when I've had these opportunities lately to hang out with friends. And, you know, so one of my opportunities, you know, I have to mention Sally because we mentioned Sally I didn't tell her that we had mentioned her. And then she listened to the last episode and she called me and she's like, oh, my God, you didn't tell me. And so, hi, Sally. And Sally and I have been friends for a long time. And we got to hang out with a whole community of people that we're friends with that we've known for 40 plus years. We all went to college together. And that that whole episode was really super sweet to me. And it wasn't just the people I'd known forever. Like one of them, his wife came with him for the first time. We got to meet Terry for the first time. And she was like this instant friend. Uh-huh. So I love that too, right? I love this idea of friendships can be these things that span decades, but they can also be these things that happen in an instant. Like you just know, right? That
sure.
feeling of you just know that connection and there it is and how good it is and how it just lifts everybody, right?
Right.
And that whole feeling's contagious too, don't you think? It's it's like being around somebody who's experiencing that is also uplifting. And
absolutely. And have you ever noticed or if it's ever happened to you, might not think I'm in the mood to hang out.
Oh,
and I might say, you know, maybe I don't want to go over there right now, or maybe I'll do another day. But if I just go do it, then it's like, oh, wow, am I so thankful I did.
Yes.
We got to share stories. We got to, and our energies just kind of feed off each other.
I had that today.
Well, yeah, we're together today, folks.
Hanging out today. And yesterday was a big day.
Yeah.
I was really tired this morning when I woke up because I had expended for several days because for a couple of days getting ready for yesterday and then yesterday. And so I was just kind of like, I woke up tired today and we had this idea that we were going to get together today. And I knew that of all people, I can say to Brooke, I'm worn out, you know, we'll do it another day or something. And it would have been okay. But I was like, no, I really want to go hang out with Brooke. And so, you know, I did, and I'm so glad I did, right?
Yeah.
It's like now I'm all energized. I haven't felt tired at all the whole time we've been together, right?
Right.
If I'd stayed home, I'd have been tired all day.
Right. Right.
It's interesting.
And I have a couple friends who love having friendships, but they don't really go the extra mile to do it. And yet every time we do go together or someone goes the extra mile to come to them, they then in return will feel better and be glad that they were there. Yeah. So some people are just more proactive about it and not. Yeah. And you know, Lynn, well, that's the thing about friends. And one of those friends I was talking about, he said to me once, someone always has to come to me because I'll never force someone to be my friend. And I was like, But it's reciprocal, right? It's reciprocal. Mm-hmm. But the one thing about friends is with friends is when we come together, like you do have to be proactive in your friendships.
Right.
And that doesn't mean exhausted or worn out or do things that make you tired. It doesn't mean you have to text them or reply to them as soon as they reply back. But it does mean that to cultivate these friendships, sometimes you have to be proactive as well. And allow yourself to say, I'm not in the mood, but I am going to go do it, just like you did today.
Yeah.
And then boom, you're like, man, thank you for doing it. So I think that was just to confirm what you were talking about.
Yeah. As well. And I think too, you know, I think human beings are wired to be socially connected.
Absolutely.
Right. I think it's part of our makeup. And I think when we make the conscious decision to connect with other people, when we start to see the potential of friendship in relationships, that friendship might not be the first definer of it. Like, for instance, a spouse or a brother or a sister or a parent or a child. When we get to that place where we can see how we can be with them as
a friend.
Ooh, it's sweet. And it really does something, right?
So I have that with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so thankful that we went past all the stuff. We moved through our stuff and healed ourselves and our relationship to the point where we are friends. We are best friends. And we talk almost every day. Mm-hmm. If you had told me a decade ago that I would be talking to my mom every day like she's a best friend, I'd think you were crazy.
Yeah.
But now it's like I miss her friendship. I love what if I don't have it.
Yeah.
I love her friendship. And I love her mother too. It doesn't replace it all.
No. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel that way with my children. Mm. You know, I feel that I'll always be their mom, right? Mm-hmm. I'll always be the woman who gave birth to them and nursed them and, you know, loved them and cared for them as children. But now that they're adults, it's a different relationship.
Mm.
And it doesn't change the mom relationship, but it deepens it really in a lot of ways, right?
It deepens my mom and I's relationship a lot. Like it was able to allow us to take away those those parent child roles allowed us to be ourselves more and to dive in places easier. And it really deepened it.
Yeah.
So what happens when we have friends that fall away because some friends are seasons and some are lifetime, right?
Yeah, for sure. And
so I've had that happen.
I have too, many times.
So how do we look at that and continue to think that it's safe to have friends and safe to be good with friends, and then knowing that sometimes friends aren't always there? And how do we keep our vibration to a point of love and above when we have that kind of loss?
Yeah. So, you know, one way that has really been important to me is not to look at it as loss.
Mm.
It's not loss. And I've had a lot of friends who I was close with them for a long time, and then we just drifted apart, or maybe something happened. I don't know. It could be any of those things. And we just weren't in touch regularly anymore. And then they come back around, right? I've had friends who now I feel much closer to again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't really a loss.
Right.
Even though for a while I thought it was. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't think of it as a loss, because I did. But once whatever that phase was gone and we reconnected, the friendship was still there. And then it, that reminds me. So I would say the answer to your question, Brooke, is to redefine it and not see it as a loss.
Mm.
Just see it as a progression.
Yeah. Or a reason or a season.
Unfolding.
Yeah.
Right. And then what that reminds me of is, what about those people who you haven't talked to in 5 years and you just think of them, you pick up the phone and you call them, and yes, it's like no time has passed.
I have a handful of them that, you know, no matter what we're going through, even I have one that I can't be too close, and I can't be too close to some of her stuff. But I still love her so dearly. Mm. And then I have another one that we just won't talk for months, just because our life takes off in different directions.
Yeah.
But just as soon as that text is sent, yeah, it's rekindled, and we, yeah, know each other. And we know who we are.
Yeah, that's right. I have those too, you know.
And I'd say we play a role. So in all of these friendships, even those ones when we're not there, but once a year or twice a year, that we have a role. We have like what we do for each other and for ourselves in that role. And that's kind of like where our love and above starts to come into,
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
Like we have I know that in some of my, I have one friend that I'm always telling her everything, and then I'll listen and she'll tell me a little, and then I'm always telling her everything and I'll listen and she'll tell me a little. And then a different friend that's the opposite. I'm the listener. Uh-huh. You know, and she's the one dumping. And mm-hmm. I feel like, and there's another friend that we go and we just have fun together. And there's another friend, you know, I feel like, yeah, we have different roles, yeah, in these friendships. They serve different things, mm-hmm, different reasons. They serve different parts of us, I guess.
Yeah.
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 I love friends.
I do too.
I'm glad you're my friend.
I'm glad you're my friend, yeah, too. I love you.
I love you too.
And, you know, that reminds me of another thing, Brooke. It's like, you know, we were talking about seeing people who we have other relationships, like spouse or child or whatever, oh, yes, and seeing them as friends. What about when we can walk through the world and see complete strangers as friends?
Oh, you know what, Lynn? I feel like I spent my life doing that until I hit like in my 20s, and I didn't know I did it.
Oh.
Because I didn't know I did it. I thought it was a natural way of being,
mm-hmm,
because if you were in the grocery store and we passed, I made eye contact and,
yeah,
most of the time even said something.
Yeah.
And then we had a moment together.
Right.
And I was very much that person. And then in my 20s, I remember that it just started going away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, some of it was because of me not being able to handle the pain of other people, because I got very, mm-hmm, intuitive. Some of it was because of what I was going through, and I didn't want them to see my stuff.
Sure.
You know, moved from Knoxville, Tennessee to Louisville, Kentucky. I could not believe that my neighbor, I lived in an apartment out on Hurstbourne, and we walked up the stairs and my neighbor walked down and he didn't look at me. And I was like, what? Who is this?
What happened?
That would never happen in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Right.
Like, you would never pass someone that closely and not at least greet them.
Right.
And
not acknowledge it.
Yeah. Right. And so some of that was cultural change.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and even though Louisville is a very friendly town, it depends on what you're comparing it to.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Cause it is a big city,
yes,
still. Right. And, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still,
so let's go back to that
place.
When, yeah, we're in a grocery store or when we're in a place and we meet a stranger on the street, what is it like to just instantly make them our friend?
Yeah.
Even if it's in the eyes.
Yeah. Even if you don't do anything other than make eye contact and, you know, mentally see them as a friend.
See them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like how you see all these other people, that you run across? Like, are you willing to just walk through the world and see everybody as a friend?
You know, Patty Mimlis has those cards, those affirmation cards.
Yes.
And that's when that came up in a conversation with us recently.
Yes.
And that's a great reason, a great way to even start getting back into the game again, if you're used to like blocking yourself when you walk down the street.
Yeah.
And I think that Jagger and I, when we get those cards, we're going to have some fun with those.
Yeah. So our friend Patty Mamelis is the CEO of a company called Power Word Postcards. And Patty makes these little cards that are business card size. And they just have like a two word or a one word, maybe three at the most, but I think it's one or two word thing on it, like you're awesome or something like that. And it's a whole deck of them. And you can order them on her website, which is powerwordpostcards.com. And then just they're designed to give them to people. I tend to, when I go to a restaurant and I keep them in my purse, when I pay for my ticket, you know, I just put one on the thing for the server, right? And Patty's done a great job with powerful words and how to get them out into the world. So everybody go check out Patty. But, you know, I think, you know, you don't even have to do something to walk through the world and see people as friends. You know, this whole idea of how do we create a movement of people walking through the world dedicated to being love or above, right?
Yesterday in the grocery store.
And that's a way.
Yes. Yesterday in the grocery store, because I was high on life. And when I looked her into the eyes and said, thank you, it was a much deeper appreciation and look than I had been doing lately and for a while. And I noticed it when I did it and she noticed it and she smiled back. We made a difference, a little tiny ripple of effect in the world by looking at each other and smiling and saying, thank you.
Yeah.
That was a ripple.
It can be that simple.
It could be that simple.
That's a pebble in the pond with ripples still going out from it because now we're talking about it and feeling it.
Right.
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 So that's another layer of ripple from that moment.
Absolutely. What a good conversation about friends.
Yeah.
Well, so we would like to know what you do in your life with your friends that make you feel loved above, and how you view friends and how you make friends.
Yeah. So on our website at frequency500.com, there's a little tab at the top that says submit a story. And we want you to go there and click that and tell us a story of how friendship or the assumption of friendship or the look, the smile, the instant connection, the whatever it's been for you has made living at love or above a reality in your world. We want to hear those stories and share them.
Yay. It's been fun.
It has. Thanks for being here with us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.